Welcome to the Sportscast, May 2nd, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch.tv, Twitter, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. And also, you can visit us on thesportscast.net and visit our Twitter, thesportscast1, and check out our app, The Sportscast for iOS. This past weekend, the 2022 NFL draft was a success for a few teams. Some teams, you know, didn't get much going on. Of course, had a few picks, but in later rounds, not in the first. No quarterbacks. Turned out to be one quarterback that got drafted in the first round. Anyways, we're going to rehash all this today and what happened with the Steelers with Joe Toscano all the way from Pittsburgh. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thanks for having me. As usual, the NFL is never boring. Even when it seemed it was going to be a little bit of a boring draft, full of excitement, full of intrigue, full of trades, surprises, just all kinds of good stuff.
Exactly. And you mentioned trades. There were also two trades that happened that night of, which I don't think we both saw it coming. A lot of these, a lot of these deals, Joe, happened behind the scenes that we didn't even think about. Like AJ Brown, we didn't know he wanted $2 million more to stay, or like also Marquise Brown. So there's a lot of things we just don't know. There's so many players to keep track of. It's hard.
Well, the thing that's changed is in recent years is, the wide receiver market has just exploded. Wide receivers just want a lot more money, and they're not afraid to ask for more money and ask for a trade if they don't get that money. But also what's changed is they kind of use the draft as a deadline. It's like, okay, if you don't want me, trade me and get some draft picks for me. So the draft is kind of like the almost like the drop dead date sometimes. It used to be the summer, now it's the draft.
Yeah, draft has become a leverage point for a lot of these players. You know, Daniel Jones as well came down to that day if they wanted to pick up his fifth year option, I believe. So anyways, it's a whole of a lot of drama. And circus drama, you can say. Anyways, let's start with the Steelers. The only team that selected a quarterback, Kenny Pickett. We thought, even here on the Sportscast, there'll be about two to three quarterbacks. We were thinking Malik Willis, but it turned out to be Kenny Pickett. Joe, what were your thoughts over that pick?
It was crazy. As I'm watching the draft, you know, we're all just hoping. It's like, okay, maybe Malik Willis will fall to us. Maybe we'll get a quarterback. We'll see. And nobody was taking a quarterback. You know, we thought maybe the Lions at two, maybe Carolina at six, maybe some other team. Nobody took a quarterback at all. It was weird. It's like, you mean to tell me we have a choice between Kenny Pickett and Malik Willis? This is crazy. And the Steelers didn't even have to trade up. They just sat back and let it come to them. It was crazy. So they got a good value for Kenny Pickett. It was a bit of, I don't know. I guess they were just surprised he was still there. A bit of a surprise that they would choose him over Malik Willis, who had the bigger upside. But Kenny Pickett has the most experience. I mean, he could probably start right now.
Yeah, that's something that we discussed last week. Kenny Pickett is ready to be on the field. And this weekend, this past weekend, reporters asked head coach of the Steelers, Mike Tomlin, if Pickett has a chance of starting. And he says, yes, he certainly has a chance. I agree with that sentiment of his readiness from a professional perspective. It was two things that really attracted us to him from a floor standpoint. We thought he had a pro-level anticipation. We thought he had a pro-level accuracy. Oftentimes, those are two variables that really require a lot of adjustment from a quarterback standpoint. We felt that he came ready-made in those ways, and hopefully that's an asset to him in terms of being able to compete and being ready if performance dictates it. Your thoughts over that quote?
Yeah, I mean, they would know Kenny Pickett better than anyone because the Steelers and the University of Pittsburgh share Heinz Field. They share practice fields. They all work. So they've seen Kenny Pickett, you know, for the past 5 years, they know him very well. And Kenny Pickett has had the most experience. I mean, he had, I believe he had 48 starts. So he has a lot of experience. And yeah, he's good at, he's good. He's pretty accurate. He's good at scrambling around. He's good at, you know, getting some yards on, with his feet if he needs to. He's good at, throwing on the run. So, he's good in a lot of things. I mean, there are a couple of drawbacks. They say his arm strength is not the greatest. And then of course there's the hand size thing, 'cause he did have a lot of fumbles in college, but still, he has a tremendous amount of experience and he had a great, senior year. He was a Heisman finalist.
Yes. Right now the quarterback room looks like this: Mitch Trubisky, which they signed him a month ago. Now Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph. Week one is weeks away, as we can say. Steelers are going to have a lot of time to evaluate these quarterbacks. Can you see a Kenny Pickett starting week one, or you think Mitch Trubisky might be that week one quarterback, and then they'll reevaluate if they want to put in some another quarterback in there?
I totally can see Kenny Pickett starting week one. You know, I mean, he is an old draft prospect. He was 24 years old. So, you know, he has had a lot of experience, so he should have not that hard of a transition to the pro level. I feel bad for Mitch Trubisky because this was, he chose Pittsburgh to, you know, restart his career, and now it might be derailed. So that kind of stinks for him. We'll see how it all shakes out, but I think it's very possible you could see Kenny Pickett start his rookie year.
Where does this leave for Mason Rudolph, a quarterback that thought that he might be the future of the Steelers at one point, to replace Big Ben, but where do you think he stands right now?
I think the Steelers soured on him a long time ago. I think they realized he was not the guy. That's why they got Mitch Trubisky and now Kenny Pickett. And so, you know, at best he'll be the number three quarterback. There's also probably a good chance that he'll be traded or released, because you really don't need three, quarterbacks like that. They're very similar. So, I could totally see him being either traded or released.
Good point that you brought up there. Is it because it's common to have just two quarterbacks, or is it because their styles are too similar?
Their styles are very similar. And I mean, yeah, you want to have three, but you know, I don't know if Mason is going to accept that. You know, if I was him, I would say, okay, if you don't want me, If I'm clearly the number three guy here, then get rid of me. So, you know, maybe they'll wait to see how things progress in training camp. But if I'm him, I would not accept, you know, being the number three quarterback.
And also, it'd be probably expensive for the Steelers to stay there, you know, to stick around, and having Trubisky. And of course, Pickett has that rookie contract. So, interesting take. Of course, Steelers are definitely in that quarterback rebuilding. You know, moving on from Big Ben, of course, Big Ben retired and now looking for their next big star, which, you know, Steelers in the past history had strong quarterbacks. So we'll see. If I had to make a bet, Joe, I think Kenny Pickett might be the future as of right now.
And the future might be now. The future might be real soon. I could totally see. I mean, Trubisky has had, you know, years of experience in the NFL, so I could totally see him at least starting the season as the quarterback, and then maybe midway through the season, Pickett coming in. We'll see. I'm still a believer in Mitch Trubisky. I still think he's going to be good. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see what he developed in Buffalo, learning from Josh Allen. And of course, he has starting experience already with the Chicago Bears. So, and Kenny Pickett, once again, the experience, 24 years old, has started a lot of games in college football. That's something that a lot of college football players should look up. Hey, I mean, I'm not having the best 2-3 years. Let me stay a little bit longer and keep playing, and then hopefully get picked up in the NFL or drafted in the NFL or get signed on as a free agent. All right, let's look at the other Steeler picks. Until number 52, second round, wide receiver from Georgia, George Pickens. Your thought over that pick?
Great pick. The Steelers are really good at drafting wide receivers in the second round, second, third, fourth round. And I think this is another example of it. He's tall. He's fast. He's tough. There are maturity issues. He's gotten to a few fights during games. But one thing I think that really stuck out as far as a character issue is he tore his ACL and he was supposed to be out for the year, and he worked like heck to come back for the championship game, and he was a factor in that championship game. So he could have easily said, forget college, I'm gonna prepare for my pro day, my draft, and instead he said, I want to get back for my team, for to help him win the championship, and he did. So I think that's a huge positive for his character. So this is a potential steal. This is a great pick.
Yeah, which improved the stock value. And you know, with the Steelers wide receiver core, it's not much going on. Now that you don't have Juju Schuster, you have Deontay Johnson. This was a necessary pick. I mean, a necessary position to fill, wasn't it?
Yeah, they needed people. They needed at least two people, and they did get they did draft two people. So this was a definite need. So Pickens should be able to contribute right away.
Which we'll talk about that other wide receiver soon. Number 84, they got defensive end, the Marvin Lean from Texas A&M. Your thoughts over that pick of the Steelers?
I've heard good things and I've heard bad things. It's kind of curious because they did need defensive line help, but not sure if he is going to work out. They say he's a bit of a tweener between defensive end and defensive tackle. You know, he didn't have the greatest final year. So, you know, I'm sure they see something that everybody else doesn't. So this is a bit of a, you know, it's a little scary, possible bust.
That's something that I've learned throughout these past couple of years. These NFL teams, they see a lot more stuff than we do on ESPN or on the NFL Network, way more than we think. Like, yeah, these guys are day-to-day. They look at them at practice. They evaluate. Are they healthy? You know, personality stuff. Like, you know, surprise moves. I did not know. I found out that Carson Wentz was not a locker room guy in the Colts. And that's why it's one of the reasons they dropped him. They cut him. Traded him to Washington. So
yeah,
go ahead.
No, that has a lot to do with it, because like I said, the teams know. You know, it's like, yeah, when we say it's like, why would they get rid of Carson Wentz? And then you find, then you hear why. It's like, oh, I see. Yeah, it just was not a good fit, and he did not get along. So teams know way more than we do.
Trust me. What's his face? Adam Schefter can only do a crack of what he could find out what's going on internally. All right, number 138, the other wide receiver that Joe brought up, hinted, Calvin Austin from Memphis. What have you heard from him?
Tiny guy, tiny speedster. He's basically everybody wants. With a quarterback, they either want the next Russell Wilson or the next Josh Allen, and wide receivers, they want the next Tyreek Hill. Everybody wants that little guy that's super fast. And unfortunately, there is no Tyreek Hill tree that you could just pluck off a superstar wide receiver. So we'll see if this works, but he's just very small. He's very small, very fast. But the thing about him, about Calvin Austin, is he's very productive at University of Memphis. So, you know, it's not just some gadget guy or something like that, because the Steelers have drafted, like, you know, quick guys before, but this guy actually has a pedigree of a lot of production as a wide receiver. So that should help. I think he's another one that it's an immediate contributor. He can immediately start in the slot.
As Joe was saying, yeah, the small wide receiver thing is trending. It's worked for Tyreek. We haven't seen anyone else after him. Hopefully he'll be one of them for the Steelers. Good pick at number 138. Let's go to pick number 208. This is probably how it'll happen like on Saturday or late Friday night. Fullback Connor Hayward from Michigan State. Your thoughts over that pick from the Steelers?
This was the least surprising pick because he's Cam Hayward's brother. So everyone knew that the Steelers were going to draft Cam Hayward's brother. He is, it's a bit of a, it's when you first look at it, it's like, he's a bit of a question mark because it's like, well, he was a fullback and the Steelers don't even really use a fullback. But when you look at it as he could be a backup running back, a backup tight end and play on special teams, this is a guy that could, you know, he's like a Swiss Army knife. He could do a whole bunch of things. He could save the roster spots. He could do the work of like two or three other guys. So he could save the roster spots, you know, when it's really tight on game day of who to activate and stuff. So he could be very useful just as a backup running back, backup tight end, and on special teams.
Tight end, yeah, which is something that Coach Tomlin, he talked about this past weekend. He's a multiple diverse position player. Which is not a bad thing, by the way. Good pick by the Steelers at that. I mean, lower rounds, you can get some players, you know, which is what Bill Polian said. You build Super Bowl teams in these fifth or sixth rounds and see what you can get. 225 linebacker Mark Robinson from Ole Miss. Your thoughts on that?
This is just basically a special teamer. He's slow. He's one of those old school linebackers that are, bigger, slower, more, just tacklers. Unfortunately, they're kind of being phased out in today's NFL. But still, he could contribute on special teams, and that's fine.
And finally, the Steelers got picked up another quarterback. And there was one mock draft that I saw Malik Willis and Pickett. They got Pickett, but they did not get Willis. They got Chris Oladokun from South Dakota State, which I think that's why Joe is thinking Mason Rudolph might be traded out of Pittsburgh. But what are your thoughts over this pick?
So they needed to go into camp with four arms. Four quarterbacks. So this is the fourth quarterback. I think what they're hoping for is that he ends up on the practice squad and is the he plays the role as like the scouting team quarterback during practices and stuff like that. He plays the role of the other team's quarterback and stuff. So I don't think there's very high expectations for him other than just taking a roster spot and being a practice quarterback.
Unless he's hoping Rudolph might be let go.
There you go. Then then Oladokun could be the third quarterback, definitely.
How much of a pay difference is it from a practice squad member to a third string quarterback?
I think practice squad only makes like $80,000 a year. Only. Please insult me making only $80,000 a year. But I think if you actually make the roster, I think it's a lot more. So yeah, there is a bit of a bump in pay.
$80,000 is pretty livable these days, isn't it?
give $80,000 to me. I'll let you know if I can live on it.
There you have it. So the Steelers overall, Joe, how would you grade their draft picks this year?
I say it's a B. Pickens in the second round could be a steal. Kenny Pickett was a safe pick. They don't expect him to be a superstar, but they think he could be a very solid NFL quarterback. I think overall I would give their grade a B.
Do you see Kenny Pickett being the starting quarterback or being the franchise quarterback for the Steelers?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when you think franchise quarterback, obviously you think Ben Roethlisberger, and then, before that in the 70s, Terry Bradshaw, and those, they were around for, 10, 15 years. But so, I mean, you know, the question is, you know, the great thing about drafting a rookie quarterback and him working out is you have a quarterback that is relatively cheap for the next 5 years. Well, then after, you know, and then after that, then you have to pay him $20, $30, $40 million. And then now, then you're stuck. So, you know, the question is maybe 5 years from now, what are they going to do with him? Or are they just going to go draft someone else? I don't know, but I could totally see him being the guy at least for the next 5 years.
There you have it. 2022 NFL draft picks from the Steelers. Joe gives it a B. That's a good, fair scoring. In the past couple of years, Joe, have the Steelers been good draft pickers?
Yeah, that's their thing is they always have solid drafts. They have relatively few busts. So that's why they're able to keep being a contender and winning games and, you know, either come close to making the playoffs or making the playoffs. So, yeah, they've been very solid in drafting.
Another couple of things that happened on draft night, a trade. Let's talk with the first one that affects the Steelers in some capacity. The Baltimore Ravens traded Hollywood Brown to the Arizona Cardinals. And that night was interesting because we saw Lamar Jackson tweeted, which I did not know he had a Twitter account. He said, what the F? What do you think about what are your thoughts over that, like those trades? And do you think this could, you know, this could devalue a bit the Ravens a bit, or what are your thoughts?
It's tough. Marquise Brown was not happy, and he was coming up on, you know, toward the end of his rookie contract. I don't think he was happy with the Ravens offense. I mean, the Ravens offense is run first, run second, run third, and maybe we'll throw eventually. You know, when you have Lamar Jackson, you're going to run a lot. It's just a really weird offense compared to the other offenses in the NFL. So he was frustrated. So he wanted out. They let him get out, and they were able to get a first round pick for him. So it was a good deal for the Ravens. It's a good deal for Marquise Brown. He gets to go to another offense and show what he could do. As for the Ravens, I don't know what they can do. No wide receiver wants to come there because, like I just said, they're a rushing offense. And when they draft wide receivers, it doesn't work. So I don't know. That's going to be a problem with them. You know, Lamar Jackson is not the greatest passer to begin with, and he doesn't really have anybody to throw to besides the tight end, Mark Andrews. So they might have a problem.
Yeah, and that's what Hollywood Brown, Marquise Brown, tweeted that, yeah, he just couldn't work within that system. So he's being honest, which is, hey, it is what it is. Going to the Cardinals, which Kyler Murray is a good quarterback. So that'd be, which I think that does strengthen the Cardinals, I think, a bit.
It should help. It should help. I think this is also, you know, Kyler Murray and the Cardinals are having contract dispute. I don't know. I guess that they're trying to negotiate, you know, a contract. So, you know, maybe they did this because Kyler Murray and Marquise Brown are friends. So maybe to make him happy, they did this for him. But yeah, this should help the Cardinals. I mean, I think Brown is a good receiver, not a superstar or anything, but he has a potential to be really good.
And another trade that night, AJ Brown traded from Tennessee to the Indianapolis Colts. Your thoughts over that move?
Actually, I think he got traded to the Eagles.
Eagles, my bad. A couple miles
away. Got the Colts on your brain.
Monday hangover. I mean,
this is just a bad deal for the Titans. You know, they tried to work something out, and that's just what the wide receiver market is. You know, when a player says, I want $22 million, and the Titans say, well, maybe we'll give you $16 or $20 million or whatever. It's like, sorry, I want my money. You can't blame a player for wanting money. And if he has some leverage, hey, use it. And I thought it was funny that they announced the trade, and then a few minutes later, they're like, oh, by the way, he negotiated a contract with the Eagles for $4 million, $100 million. Like, wow, that was a really quick negotiation. great deal for the Eagles. The Titans use that pick to get another wide receiver that is kind of like AJ Brown, but it just stinks for them. I mean, they're you have to say that the Titans got the worst of this deal.
Yeah. Titans, we'll see what happens with Derrick Henry and Tannehill. So we'll see where that team goes. But it's in a weak division, so they're able to have some room for error a little bit. So I would like to say the biggest winner of the biggest winner of the weekend were the New York Jets. They got Sauce Gardner. They got wide receiver Garrett Wilson, and then they got Jermaine Johnson. A team that was in turmoil for a couple of years. I think they had a great draft. I'll give them an A. Another one is New York Giants. They got two great players in the first 10 picks, Kayvon Thibodeau and then Evan Neal. I give them A, maybe A minus at worst, but they had both New York teams had a successful night. Joe, would you like to give credit to any other teams that night that you thought, hey, you did a good job that night?
I think Baltimore had a really good draft, and they always do. They're very annoying that they're a really well-run organization that always does the right thing. It stinks being in the same division as them. But they got Kyle Hamilton, the safety from Notre Dame, with the 14th pick, and he was considered maybe the best player in this draft. So for them to get him, and I don't think they had the trade or anything, that was amazing. They turned the Marquise Brown trade into drafting Tyler Linderbaum, the center from Iowa, who was considered very good. And they got this David Ojabo, the linebacker from Michigan. He's the one that got blew out his, I believe, his Achilles or something like that on his pro day. So he was supposed to be a first rounder, but he, because of that injury, got taken. So basically they got a first rounder in the second round, and they just have to wait for him to heal up. So good, really good draft by the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, and do want to bring up my fellow alum Malik Willis. Got drafted in the third round by Tennessee. Was kind of a little bit confused what happened to the third round, but go back to the argument. These teams saw what they saw, and obviously not a good quarterback draft. But hey, if you get drafted third round, it's better than nothing. But I have my best wishes for Malik Willis and his new team.
I think it's perfect for him because now he needed time to develop. And that's exactly what he has learning behind Ryan Tannehill. He could just be there for a year or two and, maybe it'll be a perfect transition from Ryan Tannehill to Malik Willis. But, now he has a time to learn and develop, which is exactly what he needed.
Well, there you have it. NFL Draft 2022. Not the most sexiest, but it was pretty good to fill in those role players and all that. Las Vegas was a good place for the draft, wasn't it?
Perfect. It's a perfect place for something like that. The glitz and the entertainment, that's what they're all known for. So I think they should have the draft every year in Las Vegas.
I think next year is I forget who it was next year. Do you remember?
Is it Chicago or Indianapolis or some?
It might be one of those two.
A more boring city, that's for sure.
Yeah, because they had in Cleveland last year, which was fine. They would hold it in Dallas for several years, wasn't it?
No, it was. I think it was in New York.
All right.
I think it was New York was the thing for a long time.
Yeah.
It's cool to move it around, but I mean, gosh, they should either have it in Las Vegas or New Orleans, basically two party towns. Have it in a party town.
And they would hold it in Nashville. I think one year they did it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But next year will be in Kansas City.
Oh, so okay. Okay.
April 27th through 29th in Arrowhead Stadium.
Interesting.
So that should be, I like it. It's becoming a bigger event than what it was supposed to be. I was doing some research, and ESPN were the first TV company that broadcasted the NFL draft back in the late 70s, early 80s.
So that was our thing. That was our thing. That's how Mel Kiper became a star. Is he was the only one doing it. He was the only draft geek, you know, analyzing these players, and he would put out a book and then he would go on TV and talk about it. And people was like, who is this guy? And, you know, he would be ripping the teams for, you know, picking players, and general managers are like, who are you to be criticizing me? Who are you? So very funny.
That's how Mel Kiper is Mel Kiper. Predictions tonight, 76ers at Miami Heat. Who you got, Joe?
As soon as the 76ers got rid of Simmons, I became a fan of the 76ers. So I hope they go far.
All right, Philadelphia it is. And the Mavericks at the Phoenix Suns.
I like the Suns. Go. Yeah, I like. They were down. They were bad for a long time. So now they're really good. So go Suns.
They haven't been good since Charles Barkley.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that was a long time ago.
Actually, Steve Nash. Some people will say Steve Nash when he was there. Well, there you have it. Joe, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about Calvin Austin?
I'm Joey Bag of Donuts, VN7F. This is, as with anything that happens with the Steelers, it's heavily divided and argued, and, you know, some people just don't like the University of Pittsburgh, so they don't like Kenny Pickett, and they think it's a bad pick, and some people like me love the pick. So, well, always lots to talk about. So yeah, Joey Bag of Donuts, V and 7F,
and Kenny Pickett doesn't have to move anywhere.
That's right.
Stay where he's at. So
it's every college graduate's dream to stay in the city where they were going to school. So that's what he did.
No moving expenses. You can reach us at thesportscast.net, the website, and the Sportscast One. Tomorrow we have Sports Talk 101. This Thursday we have Jersey Boys Sports Talk, and they'll be talking about the Giants had a great draft. They're not complaining. They're all happy. They're all smiling. And then Wednesday, I'm having a World Cup preview show, and we're gonna talk about each team of each group. So this Wednesday, we'll be talking about Qatar. So the World Cup is until November, but we're gonna, you know, make sure everyone's previewed up enough and have 8 months to marinate on these World Cup teams. But anyways, Joe, it's always been a pleasure, and I think we'll have you sooner than August. I think we're gonna have you a little bit more because NFL never dies, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's always something going on. So, always glad to be on. You could have me on anytime.
And this was your update.